Our correspondent Claudia Grisales is with us. And Claudia, listening to the pollster there talking about abortion, it is interesting the different phases the Democrats have gone through about abortion this year. In the spring, they thought it would not be a big issue. The Supreme Court ruling came out, and they still seemed kind of fatalistic about it, but gradually have come to a different conclusion, it would seem.
Right, exactly. Some had said that this issue may have peaked for Democrats this summer, and it would not motivate voters the way we are seeing now, that it looks like it still did with these election results. And so it was a key factor in this election, especially for Democrats. And when you look at some Republican candidates who spoke out against any kind of exceptions, again, towards bans, maybe a federal ban, that really scared away voters on their side in some cases.
What else is striking you in these results as they come in this morning?
Well, it's interesting. Our previous guest, Cardona Arroyo, has looked at Latino voters, for example, and what role they may have played in this election. And I think it's very striking when I look at, for example, Texas 34th Congressional District, where Congresswoman in that seat, Congresswoman Mayra Flores, lost that seat. And last night she was tweeting the red wave did not happen. Republicans and independents stayed home. And in capital letters, she said, do not complain about the results if you do not do your part. And so that's very symbolic in terms of Republicans saying they thought they were making inroads with Latinos, but maybe not in this case.
They have made a big investment in people of color, looking for conservatives of color, and maybe not as much progress as they would have liked in this election cycle. Okay, we will continue to bring you election results throughout the morning here on Morning Edition. We still have the House and Senate up for grabs, but many races decided.